have, especially for children?
Children continue to face issues with malnutrition because the Israelis are not letting in the agreed upon amount of aid. The food that is accessible in the market is in through commercial routes, which is extremely unaffordable for families who have been out of work and living under bombardment for 2 years.
Maureen Kaki, I want to thank you for being with us. Head of Mission for GLIA International, speaking from Khan Yunis, Gaza. I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheikh.
Sarah Dubé's Beat Banter presents Breaking Campus News with Sarah Dubé.
Hello to everyone who is too cute to be binary, and welcome to another episode of
Beat Banter. My name is Aiden.
I'm Sarah.
And
joining them live in studio. Hey, what's up? It's Jesse. You just heard me a second ago introing Sarah Dubé's Beat Banter. And yes, we are going to talk about the most important campus news issue possibly of all time. And you know, if you've been on social media, especially if you follow Queen's adjacent accounts, you may be familiar with what we are, this is a Beat Banter original, coining as hashtag Huggate.
So let me break it down. There was this girl, her name was Carly, right? She was low-key goated, she was low-key a little homophobic. It's fine.
Yeah, a little bit.
She was on, she would
Wait, what's
on,
her at?
Joyful free hugs for Jesus.
Yes. Okay. Say her name.
And literally free her until it's backwards. So, like, she was on campus in the Ark, and she would be hugging, giving out free hugs to people. And then they banned her from the Ark, being like, you can't be on campus, whatever. And she had a crash out on social media.
And I will jump in here because this is something that has been ongoing. This is kind of like a regular part of Queen's culture, at least for the better part of the last decade. I will not cast aspersions one way or the other. I will just simply say that it was an observable phenomenon. This is a person very well known for that. And where the controversy came in after the banning from campus.
Yeah, so they replaced her.
They said
Israel GPT generate me
like a free Coke machine.
Yeah.
Well,
it was a Coke machine that you had to hug to get the Coke from.
Yes. Do we actually know how well that worked?
I think it worked until it emptied out.
Yeah. Gotcha.
But the thing is, they put it in the exact spot where she used to stand.
That was cruel to me. Yeah. I don't know if that was intentional, but that to me,
that
I was
feels
like, that seemed a little mean spirited.
When I first saw the video on my feed, I actually thought it was an AI video. Like, I thought it wasn't real. And then someone went and put a photo of her face on the, like,
which
Coke
is
fridge.
Also feels cruel.
Yes. Yeah. Also not something we would condone.
Yeah.
And but you know,
listen, we support Carly until she starts saying transphobic.
Well, yes, because she's chronically online. And so she's out here, like, posting on her story. Like, she's like, right. Marty Supreme, like, okay, posting on her story so much.
Right.
And well, yeah, she says a lot of homophobic things, but my favorite thing she was talking about, she's like, guys, I just need money again so I can get my nails done, go out, travel.
And don't we all?
And I respect her for that.
That's real. Yeah. Like, I'm a big fan of the getting money mindset. Mm-hmm. And once again, I will not cast aspersions. I will not disagree with what you have said. It's not, you know, not my place to judge, but I will say big tech is coming for us all. If they can
replace Carly.
If they can replace
joyful free hugs with like cold and clinical free Coke.
Yeah.
Exactly.
None of us
are
safe.
You know what I'm saying? Is like, yes, we can judge her, but like, be who not throws the first stone, right?
That's exactly what it is in the Bible, too. Like, that's word for word. That's kind of
like,
beautiful.
This is like
Sarah.
The Bible, right?
Okay, well, we'll start with our first two songs of the episode. By the way, our first live episode ever, guys. So I'm going to be playing two Canadian songs. Mm. One of them is I Could Say It, But Do You Feel It by Sahati, which is a banger. And I'm also going to be playing Wild Love by Cashmere Cat featuring The Weeknd and Francis and the Lights.
Okay. We're going to hit the Sahati one first.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go, folks. Maiden Journey, live, brand spanking new, Beat Banter on CFRC.
Gonna have your back, wanna feel your breath, wanna make it last. if it's good for you, but I know that it's bad.
Are you looking for a summer job? What about a career in engineering, computing, or technology fields? Queen's Career Service is excited to host in-person career fairs in Barlett Gym, Mitchell Hall, on Tuesday, January 20th for the Summer and Part-Time Opportunities Fair, and Wednesday, January 21st for the Engineering and Technology Fair. Drop in anytime between 10:30 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. at Barlett Gym. These events are open to all Queen's students of all years. Students are encouraged to sign up in My Career to receive event reminders.
Sarah Dubay's Beat Banter presents Breaking Cultural News with Sarah Dubay.
You just listened to I Could Say It, But Do You Feel It by Sahati and Wild Love by Cashmere Cat featuring The Weeknd and Francis and the Lights.
Yeah. And now I know that, like, there's a lot of news outlets out there, but who you gotta come to for culture news, right?
It's Beat Banter.
It's Beat Banter, right? Mm-hmm. And so what do we have to talk about?
Well, Heated Rivalry.
Oh, Heated Rivalry. Okay.
I hate this show, just for the record. I'm so sorry.
So we made Aiden watch the episode, and we specifically, like, time-stamped like the spicy scenes.
I will say, for people like myself that are uninformed, what is Heated Rivalry?
Oh, Heated Rivalry. Okay. Hey, come on, let me spit something. Heated Rivalry is this show by this book based by Rachel Reed on these two hockey players, one who plays on the Montreal team.
Oh, yes.
And
okay.
One who plays for, like, a Russian who plays for the Boston team. And they love each other. Mm-hmm. And it's very spicy. They make out. They do things that your mama wouldn't like to see on TV, right?
Right.
But do you know who likes to see it on TV? Me and Aiden. Mm-hmm. We like to see that. Mm-hmm.
So, okay, is this like a Hallmark thing? Is this too spicy for Hallmark?
It's like HBO, but it's like... Like, I honestly, I don't like it. I don't know.
And they're all, like, ripped.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Everyone is, like jacked, really jacked and white.
Do they have the bad hair? Or is it, like...
No, they don't have the hockey hair. It's not giving. Mm-hmm. Okay, because similarly, there's also Shorzy.
Yes.
The Shorzy, it's not giving that vibe, but... It's like they're
a Shorzy.
Yeah, and they both have just like beautiful butts. Like their routine, like their workout routine for their butts is like crazy, and I need to get on that.
Yeah. Okay. So, Okay, so like romantic Shoresy. I'm guessing it's not as funny though. It's kind of like playing.
No, it's supposed to be like serious.
Okay,
like
gotcha.
Yeah,
but it's just like I just don't. You watch a show and I'm like, I know it's like all straight people involved in this show. You know what I mean?
I don't think the main two actors are like very straight.
Oh.
Okay. I don't know. But okay. I'm just saying, like, you know.
Like, not like, I know, like, there's.
Straight, yeah, sorry. It's but there's in some, the vibe. In the, yeah. You know what I mean?
Because well, some people, you can tell that they're straight. Like, me and you can just, like.
I think hockey's a little homoerotic.
Girl, I played hockey growing up, and what does that tell you, right?
Right, exactly.
What does that tell you?
Well, what are your songs, Sarah?
Okay. I'm going to be playing Raf Reza, Pineapple Island. Shout out Luke Berry. Check out his interview with Raf Reza. Mm-hmm. It's tight. It's tight. You know what I mean. And then I'm also going to be playing Silk Scarf, which is a new song by Tiga and Fukukers.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, they don't release music like super, super often, but when they've been releasing some singles, and I think an album is coming out in the next like year.
Huge.
So play them.
I will say real quick, funding drive. Let's very quickly hit the funding drive because.
Empty your pocket.
That's right. You got 20 days and a couple hours to give us all you got. Give us all you got either through cfrc.ca if you want to get like sweet swag like a tote bag,
and I know you people want tote bags.
This is very much the listenership that I think would love a reusable tote bags. Yeah. I will say
additionally, if you want a cameo video from me and Aiden with a description, send proof of payment and description of what you want us to do in the video
on Instagram.
Yeah, nothing is off limits.
And what's the Instagram for people to
banter_cfrc?
Okay. So not only are you getting to donate to CFRC and help make the magic happen, but you could get Aiden to give you a cameo review of Heated Rival. Mm-hmm. Heated Rivalry?
Yeah. And you could get a cameo of me like barging in on Aiden in the washroom or anything like that. Like, right.
We can't guarantee that. Yeah. That does seem a little problematic.
Oh, we could do like, stand. Yeah, you could ask us for videos of like us making you a candlelit dinner like through the video. You know?
That's nice.
Just send us proof of payment.
Like those Instagram reels where it's like your butler comforts you during autistic meltdown, which felt really triggered and like tailored to me, interestingly enough.
Right.
But CFRC.ca, or you can give through the Queen's University Giving Portal, get like a tax receipt, almost a tax return, tax receipt. So funding drive on until December 31st. When we come back, we're going to have another special guest with us, but let's go to Raf Reza, Pineapple Island on Beat
Banter.
Oh yeah, that was smooth.
down the street. You wear a silk scarf when you walk down the street. You wear a silk scarf when you walk down the street. You wear a silk scarf when you walk. I got a new hobby. I put silk on my body.
Call me.
Hey, Cher, I think you're pretty funny.
I think you're pretty funny too, Tara.
Well, that's good because, you know, 30 Years of Nonsense is a great show and we do it every Thursday from 4 to 5.
We absolutely do. And people can listen in at CFRC 101.9 or CFRC.ca.
Yeah, and we play basically all of our music from the 70s, the 80s, 90s, and current in all different genres.
And we share all of our nonsense and memories. I really hope people listen in.
Me too. See you there.
Whatever it is, Sarah wants to talk about with Sarah Dubé.
Hello, hello, hello.
What
welcome.
Happened to Aiden Chin? It's always Sarah Dubé, Sarah Dubé, Sarah Dubé.
Okay, so one person here has like the brains, the body, everything. Okay, so we're gonna stick with that, right?
Yeah,
that's true.
You're the brains. I'm the brawn. Okay, come
girl.
On, pow, pow, pow.
I will say, Sarah's the only CFRC volunteer we actually pay an eight-figure salary to per episode.
Mm, that's true.
Yeah. Per episode. Yeah, yeah. That's the value generated for the station by Sarah Dubé and Sarah Dubé's
Yeah, and the one thing I want to say is... come on. And I want you girls to know your worth, right? Because why does a Lamborghini have two seats, Kate? And a car has 50. That's because only two people make it successful and everyone else rides the bus, right? And so I want you girls to think about that. And I want you girls to strive for the Lambo.
And so when you put the chicken... When you put the chicken
in the bag, right? Right?
With the barbecue sauce.
Yeah, with the barbecue sauce.
And I tell you that it tastes like barbecue sauce, but I put it in the lemon, though.
Right. And that's really what
Jesse
relationships
are
about.
I'm enjoying it, though.
Yeah. Quickly, Raf Reza, banger. Okay. Hey, Luke Berry in the room.
Hey, Luke Berry, do you want to say hi?
Yo.
That's Luke Berry from The Grove. Yeah.
And Luke Berry actually mentioned that Luke Berry said that single, the new Fukuoka single, that Luke Berry actually said... Well, it was Luke Berry who actually said that Patrick Holland produced it. And when Luke Berry told me that, I was like, Luke Berry, I did not know. Thank you so much, Luke Berry, for letting me know.
Speaking of Luke Berry, let's talk about Chillstronic. Which was like an event that Luke Loki organized.
Luke who?
Luke Berry.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, Luke Berry has been organizing this event, and there's gonna be more next semester, so y'all should follow __ __ on Instagram. But yeah, it was fun. We played a bunch of house music, some breaks, some... Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, Luke.
Hey, it was fun. We... The only thing I can say is the fog machine was on, and it might have been smoking out the top floor.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Of the mansion.
Shout out the mansion.
R.I.P. the mansion.
Yeah. R.I.P. Hopefully it stays open for the next semester, because we low-key need that.
We need that.
Yeah.
Shout out the mansion. Also, speaking of new developments, y'all see that they're building, towers on top of Metro.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. And it's like a bridge, it's gonna bridge over Metro.
It's like a sky bridge?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird. It's tough.
And the Metro is going to be open for the entire construction.
What is it connecting to?
I don't know.
Two, like, apartment buildings. One apartment building, bridge another apartment building over the Metro.
Is it like the one that's already existing on, like, the left-hand side?
I think they're taking the parking lot, and that's where another building is going, and it's like the parking lot's under.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. This is a very involved construction project.
Yeah. I was like, when is this going to be done in like 2035? Like, yeah. There's no way.
Every time I'm back, like in, because I was like gone for a while, like I was like, there's actually like 45 new buildings here, and they're all so ugly.
You should have, like, during 2020, like the first wave of the pandemic, because 2019, they were starting to build them all. And then when I lived downtown during that time, I'd literally like go for a run. Yeah, I run.
Okay.
No big deal. But it was crazy because, yeah, like you would just see like two or three new apartment complexes spring up on Princess Street. And like I've seen everything that they've torn down. And it does make me a little sad. Wow, we're approaching the anniversary of one 663 Princess Street almost exploded as well. So that's some deep lore from before you guys were here. That was like my first year of undergrad. Mm-hmm. But we can chat about that off air, because the person that runs that building may not really like people talking about the time it exploded.
But I will say the one thing about Kingston, and you know, I love this city. Come on, this is a home.
My city lit.
But there is a major turnover for a lot of like the restaurants and businesses and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, because it also has like one of the highest like restaurant per capita. Yeah, per capita.
Yeah. Well, one of my favorite places, Pasha, closed down, and now it's called Grabby's. It's a place called Grabby's. Like, no shade to Grabby's. Love you.
Grabby's sounds like a place an underage girl would not want to go.
Exactly.
No, not a nice place to be, I think.
Well, let's move on from that, Sarah.
What have we got?
That's not what I was trying to say.
But okay, sorry. Let's play your next two songs.
Yeah, I'll play Seda by DJ Swisha, which is a banger. I played this at Chillstronica, and I also played Sending All My Love Out by Emerson, the Detroit In Effect remix.
Okay, play him.
There you go.
Let's play him. We're sorry for everything.
Hey. sports fans. Why don't you come on down to Old Farm Fine Foods, Old Farm, downtown Kingston at the corner of Berry and Clergy Street. Open Monday to Friday, 8 to 6, and Saturdays, 10 to 5. And don't forget to check out our Instagram at Old Farm FM.
We're back. Hey, it's Beat Banter Live.
Hey.
You just listened to, should I even do this?
No.
You just listened to Say That by DJ Swisha and Sending All My Love Out by Emerson, the Detroit In Effect remix.
And they were bangers. And you know what else is a banger?
What?
Jubilee videos. Ooh,
no.
One lesbian surrounded by two gays and a DJ. Right.
That's us right now.
And I'll tell you right now, folks, if you're not familiar with Jubilee, I think it's probably one of the worst things to happen to culture, but kind of like reality TV, it is something that you just have to see to believe.
I think Jubilee is different because I only know like two people who love watching it like me. Everyone else like genuinely like cannot, like I play it on the TV in the living room, Aiden gets up and leaves.
So it's actually like my biggest pet peeve.
Jubilee, for those uninformed, essentially, they will take one person who is passionate about a political, social issue and then surround them with like 10, 15, 20, 30 people that basically hold opposite beliefs. So we've had such luminaries as Jordan B. Peterson, appears to be on death's door. So maybe by the time
By the time this episode airs, aka right now,
it's possible.
The infamous mystic green tea or whatever, peppermint tea.
Yes. Usually it's like one liberal versus 30 Trump supporters.
Yeah.
Something like that. And it's a spectacle. The person in the middle just debates all these people. They have like facts and truths that they have to use.
Do you know what I want to see? I want to see one Taylor Swift fan surrounded by 30 Folktronica DJs. That's what I want to see. Someone's dying.
Very specific.
Like, that's what I want to see.
Actually, I have a story about Jordan Peterson. Can we talk about it?
Yeah, sure.
Well, first of all, Jordan Peterson, evil.
Yes, not a good person.
He retweeted our profs.
Yes.
Are we allowed to talk about this?
Without naming names, I think.
Yeah.
Without naming names.
So there was a prof.
On tenure.
Mm-hmm. Who, on our exam, was saying, like, writing stuff, pro-trucker stuff.
Yes, our final exam for this class was Freedom Convoy themed.
Yeah.
This
exam should not have been that. This is fine. What are they gonna do? Be brave. Come on. Let's speak for our truth. We come out after Democracy Now. I want Democracy Now.
And
this is
To be fair, if you don't want people to talk about it, you maybe shouldn't style like you.
Yeah.
There's supposed to be a separation between like academic and political belief.
Yeah. Right. Especially for an engineering course.
Yeah. It's a little strange to have that, but yes, it's Jubilee is kind of a train wreck at all times. But Sarah, I'm kind of curious. You said what do you mean you love watching Jubilee like a specific way? Because most people hate watching.
I just love seeing like all these stupid people in a circle like fight for the chair. Like I just like my favorite thing is watching and like imagining what they smell like through the screen, and it's always like something nasty.
Yeah.
And it's just like my favorite is when they try to like bring on, like for example, when they do like one liberal versus like 30 Republicans, and they try to bring on like people to like break the standard, like they'll bring on like black and queer, black non-binary Trump supporter, and it's just like, oh my god. Or like they'll bring on people like that like really stupid Pearl girl, you know, not to Pearl, like that girl who
from SpongeBob, like
Mr. Krabs' daughter,
like
the whale,
she's like this podcaster, or like Candace Owens is on there.
Yes.
And just like I love watching that, like it's like food for thought because I have no thought or food, like it's literally like it's literally poop from my butt on the screen.
Introduce yourself.
But it's literally like just it's like We can't even say it because it's like essentially the quality of this show is like Jubilee video.
Yeah.
Jubilee tier. What we got coming up, Sarah?
I'm gonna be playing No Sleep by Venturing. J Remover.
Silence.
And then I'll also be playing City Fade by Against All Logic. Two bangers.
Here we go.
Yeah. Getting all crazy. is a listener-supported radio station, it means that people can get
daily, every day, a different way of looking at the world, not just what the corporate media want you to see, but a different picture, different understanding, but a different picture, a different understanding. Not only can you hear it, but you can participate in it. You can add your own thoughts, you know, and you can learn something and so on. Well, that's the way, people become human, you know. That's the way you become human participants in a social and political system.
Hello, hello, hello. We're back. Come on.
We're back. We're back.
We're going to play a few more songs, and then, you know, we're going to see where the wind takes us. You know, there's always something to talk about. Like, maybe I'll get a little bit spicier with what I talk about. You know, I know Jesse would like that. I got a lot of things to say, okay? I'm going to be playing some new music that came out. I'm going to be playing Knights in Armor by Water From Your Eyes.
Yes, and I will say we tried to get the Blade song, but the playout system did not like that. I think it's the use of the...
The umlaut.
Really.
No.
And you know what? That's okay, because you know what that means? That means more time for me to talk, right? To elevate women's voices, which is something no one in this room likes, but I just got to say what I need to say. So you know what? Yeah, play Water From Your Eyes. Yeah. Thank you.
We're all about elevating women's voices.
Yeah, come on.
Funding drive. Donate now. CFRC.ca, Queen's University Giving Portal. I don't want to take up much time because we're all about on Beat Banter, Sarah Dubé's Beat Banter, elevating the voices of women and minorities. So, Sarah, take it away.
Okay, so today I'm going to do a stand-up set. Uh-oh. So everyone...
I'm cutting the feed.
Everyone... Hey, what's your name?
Hey, my name is Aiden.
Okay, Aiden. Okay, and what's your name?
I'm Jesse.
Okay. So there's things I want to say, but I would be cut on air, right? I'm not allowed to say the things on air, but know that it's really funny, okay? Yeah. It's really funny what I would have said.
I don't like this bit.
Sarah, you're kind of like, you know, comedy's legal again. You're kind of like a Joe Rogan brave truth teller, right?
Yeah.
You're like Joe Rogan for the laugh.
Yeah.
And everyone always says I'm just like Joe Rogan. That's what they always say.
You're like Joe Rogan.
People are always saying.
What am I? I'm like...
You're like Steven Crowder.
Who's the guy who's like, oh, pull that up, pull that up?
Oh, Jamie.
Jamie, I'm Jamie.
Technically, I think I'm Jamie today.
You're Jamie.
You're like one of Joe Rogan's monosyllabic guests when he interviews.
What's that comedian who always goes on the ball?
Amy Schumer. You are just like Amy Schumer.
Yeah, in many ways. The bald
Shane Gillis. Shane Gillis.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Evil. I'm Shane Gillis.
The Shane Gillis of the left. Yeah. Sarah's the Joe Rogan of the left. Luke Berry is maybe he's the Jamie of the left.
I think he's not Candace Owens.
We can't avow any Candace Owens chit chat. I don't think there should be a Candace Owens of the left. I think that would be a pretty hard.
I didn't realize how big she was until I saw she's like the top podcast on Spotify.
Really?
That's the thing. You know, she's riding high off. You know, she's carrying off the flame.
She's carrying
the flame.
Off the Kirk is crazy.
Yeah. Oh, okay, let's not talk about that.
That's fine. Been there, done that. Folks, okay. we're almost out of time. I think, you know what, we'll gab for a bit, then we're going to throw to the next show. I will say, though, obviously stay tuned, but of course, come back at 4 if you've got places to be. Mm-hmm. Terry and Sherry, 30 Years of Nonsense, like Aiden and Sarah, married for 30-plus years.
Right.
Loving heterosexual relationship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have our wish list in our Instagram bio so you can buy us things for our wedding.
That's right.
Yeah, our registry.
Where are you guys registered at?
Oh, Toys R Us.
Yeah.
So we're going to get the new Barbie playset.
Playset.
I really want the little Jeep car. Ooh. The plastic Jeep car.
Okay. Yeah.
Hot Wheels.
Come on now. I would love to attend the Dubai chin heterosexual wedding. Brought to you by Raytheon.
No, brought to you by Snapdragon. Qualcomm and Snapdragon.
There you go. So I think, you know what, I think that's probably good for today. We are going to do another fun Beat Banter Live in the new year.
Of course.
Yes.
And you know what, we may even double pack it for you folks.
Real estate, double ending it, right?
That's right.
Come on now.
CFRC 101.9 FM, the Kingston Music Office, and our sponsors, Long & McQuaid and Modern City Taxi, are pleased to announce the 2025 Release Radar Listenership Survey is now open. Select your top 10 singles and top 10 albums and EPs released in Kingston this year by local artists, and enter for a chance to win a